From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A foot of snow fell on a good chunk of the western Kansas wheat crop last weekend, striking a devastating blow to a region known for robust wheat production. It was one of several weather-related events this week that delayed planting, flooded fields, and caused farmers to rethink planting mixes. In an effort to educate farm program skeptics, the National Association of Wheat Growers shared a video on Twitter of a Kansas farmer digging wheat out from a snowbank and asking the Heritage Foundation how this situation could be handled without crop insurance. Sonny Perdue, recently confirmed as the 31st Secretary of Agriculture, had plenty of time waiting on his confirmation to think about departmental policies, much of that shaped during visits with senators where he clearly learned about their priorities. Perdue says number 1, 2, and 3 Senate priorities were trade, trade, and trade. Perdue, who helped persuade President Trump to renegotiate rather than exit NAFTA, offered several key points on trade, adding, "The good news is, I'm a grow-it-and-sell-it kind of guy." Iowa Governor Terry Branstad breezed through 2 hours of detailed questioning Tuesday at his confirmation hearing to be the next ambassador to China, apparently garnering bipartisan support from members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Questions ranged from beef trade to China's role in countering North Korean aggression, but Branstad answered it all. No votes have been scheduled. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.